start taking some days off so that you can practice what you preach to your clients. Mm-hmm. And so once I was able to finally realize that, it was so amazing.
Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit. Right. Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast. I'm your host, Moira Gorski, and so glad that you are back today to listen, and very honored that you continue to come back and listen here and share with others. And today, you know, well, if you've been with me from the beginning, I shared in the beginning my morning routine and my the things that really are important to me that I've realized have become very important to me as I start my day, and having that routine is so important. And so today I'm bringing you a guest of mine, a friend of mine who is a guest of mine who I've met in my networking world. And she has some really great things to say about simple self-care tips. And I really wanted her to come on and share that with you because it, again, has become very important for me as I've reclaimed my health and really put more importance into really taking real good care of myself. And she's a real expert in that and teaches about that. So today, Sabrina Schottenhamel is joining us. She's a licensed massage therapist, professional speaker. She's been a massage therapist for 16 years and has been speaking professionally for 7, delivering keynotes and workshops. Her passion for health and wellness has compelled her to share her message with a larger audience, and it's been a perfect blend with the healing touch of her hands and speaking with the power of her voice to share her wealth of knowledge. She's spoken at colleges and universities and networking groups. That's how I met her. And she's a member of the National Speakers Association and recently had an article published in Skin Inc. magazine. So today, welcome Sabrina to the podcast.
Thank you, Moira.
Yeah, it's nice that you are here with us today. So let's start out, as I do with most of mine, is just share with our audience kind of your story and your story of growing up and kind of why this as it led into your career as a massage therapist, you know, just tell us again about that story of growing up and how that led you to where you're at today.
Okay. Yes. Well, I grew up as a dancer. I started ballet when I was about 2.5 years old. I have an older sister and a younger sister. My older sister was already in dance and I just couldn't wait to get into ballet class. So my mom went to the teacher and encouraged her to start me as soon as possible. So I started the fall before I was allowed to, or before her rules, you know, were allowing me to start. So I started taking ballet and then, you know, incorporating jazz and tap and modern. And then I was a part of the private competition group. And my sisters and I just danced so many days of the week, and our whole lives were just dance. So we were very, very active as young girls. I knew that I didn't want to go into professional dance because I knew how much I loved it. And I was so passionate about just having fun with it. And I knew some girls that went into professional dance in college and, you know, majored in it, and they were not happy with it anymore. And so knowing that, I knew I needed to do something else. And I knew around like sophomore year, senior year in high school that I didn't want to go away to college. I was a homebody. I loved my mom and dad, and I was too afraid to go out into the big scary world. Mm-hmm. So I went to my mom and I said, "What do you think I should do? I don't want to go away to college. I think that would just ruin me. And so she recommended that I find something to do at home. So I could live at home, I'd have to work, and I'd have to do something and go to school. So my mom worked from home. She did transcriptions. She had her own business, so she sat at her computer just typing away. And so I'd come home from school and I'd massage her shoulders, just not really paying attention to how long I was actually there massaging her. But I just loved it, and she loved it, and I would just feel her shoulders relax, and it was amazing. So when I went to her at that point in my senior year, she recommended I check out a massage school. And so I was like, okay, that sounds cool. But the fall after I graduated high school, I went into massage school, and that was the very first time in my whole entire life I absolutely loved school. I struggled through school, but massage school, because I could use my hands, I'm a very creative person, and I just felt like I was flourishing. Mm-hmm. So I lived at home. I worked two jobs. I worked at a restaurant. I nannied a little boy, and I went to massage school at night, and I took as many classes as I could because it was just so much fun. So then when I finally graduated, I was let go from the restaurant, and you know, it was like a kick in the booty. Go get a massage job. So I did. I went to the first spa that I knew was pretty local, and I got a job there. And with all the other massage therapists around, they helped me to become a really great therapist, you know, get the skills that I needed to just let my techniques flow. And so I spent about 4 years working for them. And then I had a client come to me and ask if I could work on her family at home. And so I started massaging people at home on the side, and that turned into a side business. And then after I got married in 2007, I quit the spa and just went solely on my own, and realized that having your own business is not as easy as it sounds. Like, you talk to people and you think, oh, having your own business, that's great because you can make your own hours, and yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah. So what really got me through that was practicing self-care, continuing the activity. Yes, I wasn't dancing anymore, but continuing to exercise, to practice little things to get me through my long days so that I had energy. Because, you know, in the beginning, when you're building a business, you say yes to every client that calls. Mm-hmm. But after several years, you realize, I can't do that forever. My body is just going to burn out, and I'm going to feel exhaustion. And eventually I was feeling resentment towards my clients. Mm-hmm. So I had to step back and talk to my husband, and he's the level-headed one that, you know, he's very logical. Honey, it's your business. You're the one that makes the schedule. Start taking some days off so that you can practice what you preach to your clients. Mm-hmm. And so once I was able to finally realize that, it was so amazing. So I started practicing these little techniques and incorporating a routine. And I love to get up in the morning and work out. So I still do that. I continue to get up in the morning and do my workout, even if it's just a walk outside or a stretch. I love to stay active. And a few years ago when I got it, or, you know, 7 years ago when I got into speaking, I spoke at a martial arts seminar. I was asked by a friend to speak on wellness. Just put some techniques together. And so I put these five techniques together, and it turned out to be a success. Mm-hmm. And then I was talking to another friend, and she's like, you need to make this your signature talk, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so it just sort of developed from there. And now I'm loving it. You know, mm-hmm. I just love sharing my simple self-care tips and techniques. And now I have a Facebook group where I share information on there, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah. Well, and I love, there's a few things in there that I want to highlight. I mean, you remind me of me when I was younger, although with piano. My older sisters, I have two older sisters, and one is 2 years older than me, and she was studying piano. And apparently, now I don't remember this, right? Because I was so young, but my mother said that I just wanted to be like my sister, and I wanted to play the piano. So I was able to start, she took me as a student at age 5, which was really 2 years earlier than she usually started people, because I wanted to be, wanted to practice like my sister and play the piano like my sister. And, and then as, people do know, some people know I have a wellness business myself, along with doing these podcasts. And I kind of fell upon it, if you will, or introduced to it, and introduced to wellness products that helped me. And then someone shared with me the fact that I could have a business. And I tell the story that, then I started sharing and I have a business and I grow and it's real successful. But like you said, it's not easy. I mean, and it's wonderful to have. I mean, I love that I'm not trading time for money, that I'm creating my own business and success and routine and schedule and all that. But I'm doing that, right? It takes that, whoever has that business, you've got to be self-motivated. And, that's what I love about you, as I've gotten to know you. Like you said, you're creative. You just have this zest for life, and I can tell you love what you do, and you love, helping others. And I think that that's wonderful for anybody to find something that lights you up, so that you can be happy during your day. And the one last thing is in there was that, like you said, you didn't really like school. I mean, I have 4 children, and a couple of them have liked school, and a couple of them haven't. And and I think part of that is because I have 3 boys and a girl, but 2 of those boys, they like to do things, kind of like you you like to do stuff. You want to be active. Both of my boys, one is studying to be a mechanic and one is studying to be in landscaping. They like to be active and doing something. And I think that that's the way some people are wired, to sit in a class and listen to the teacher. And, sometimes it's not as exciting to others. And I'm glad that you found that, once you found something that you really liked, you flourished and, continued to grow with that. Mm-hmm. And so your massage is just, do you have a studio? Do you go only into people's homes, or do you work with some spas, or how does that business look right now?
Well, right now in this stay at home, my business is on hold because clearly we can't touch each other, but my business is strictly traveling. So I travel to homes and offices. I also have a team of 2, and hopefully when we get back to this, it'll be a team of 3 or 4 that work for me as independent contractors. And, because my schedule just got so busy with my regular clients and then with my speaking business, I was encouraged to hire some people to work for me. And they're such wonderful therapists. They're honest and hardworking. And so we strictly do traveling massage. And I tried to rent space for a while. It didn't work out. But, in the future, that's always a possibility to work out of a chiropractor's office, especially if I have another person that can strictly work in that office, or maybe even a fitness center, like a boutique fitness center or something like that, that has the space for massage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. It's nice when I've had different people come to our home here for, massage or MAT, other different type of treatment or healing modalities to cranial sacral. It's really nice when you can invite somebody in your home and you don't have to, we don't have to travel, right? They travel to us. That's a really nice, nice thing. And I love the fact that you help out different businesses too, because just like your mom, even though she worked from home, she was working, and that you provided some nice stress relief, you know, for her. And you can do that with different businesses too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like you said, you have five different self-care tips, and we're not going to go through all of those today, but what would you say is one of the most important, I mean, I know they're all important, but what would you feel is, you know, kind of as we talked before we came on here, kind of what would be one of the really important ones, certainly one that I feel like is super important to talk about and share with mm-hmm. the audience?
Well, at this point in our lives, since we're basically stuck at home, taking breaks is probably the most important. And of course, creating a routine to follow. So when I talk about taking the breaks, it's, we have a lot of these calls like over Zoom and these classes and trainings, which has made me a lot more inactive. I still keep my routine of getting up in the morning and exercising. And then in between my Zoom calls or my trainings throughout the day, I get outside and I take a walk, or I go into the other room and I do some stretches, you know, whatever it might be. But it's trying to keep more activity in my day, because when I was working and doing massage, I had a lot of activity. I would get up and work out in the morning, and then I would continue being active throughout the day, giving massages and traveling. And so number one is keeping a routine. And number two is just really scheduling those breaks in there. So my recommendation is about every 30 to 45 minutes. Yes, you can push it to 60 minutes, or sometimes even like the Zoom trainings are 2 hours. But I really recommend that you set a timer and you get up and you move around. Even if it's just one stretch or one lap around your house or up and down the stairs or, you know, whatever it might be, you need to get up and move around, because the inactivity is not good for our brain, for our productivity, and for our energy level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a friend who, when she had little kids, she has five children, but when they were real little, and, you know, she was home more because they were little, and, you know, she, mm-hmm. same kind of thing. She struggled with like making sure that she was getting enough activity. So she had this little routine that she would go upstairs and like pull up a blind in one of the rooms, you know, then she'd go down the stairs and then she'd go back up and pull up a blind in one of the other rooms, and, you know, or go up one time and make a bed and then came down and make the other bed. So, you know, sometimes we have to be creative.
Yes.
When we are stuck in our homes. It doesn't mean that we have to accept the fact that we have to be inactive. You know, there's lots of things,
right,
you know, that we can do here. And that was one thing that I meant to ask you before, so I'll ask you now, is just, you know, what's the benefit besides feeling great when somebody gets a massage? You know, what are some of the benefits, you know, health benefits, if it's mental health or physical health, or, you know, what are some of the wonderful benefits that, I've been having massages throughout my life. And when I was running marathons and half marathons. So I've, you know, took advantage of massage during that. I've had lots of experience, but I've also noticed as I've talked to people that some people are like, I've never had a massage. Like, why would I get a massage? So share a little bit, like why someone would choose to get a massage.
Yeah. And you mentioned how running a marathon, you need a massage, and you need, when you're doing the training, you need a massage in between your training and after you run the marathon or whatever it might be. You need to keep your body moving, because if you're, say, lifting weights and you never stretch that out, you're going to build up the muscle, but you're also going to build up scar tissue and possible joint pain and tightness, and you know, other things could go wrong. You could constrict the nerves and the blood flow. So getting a massage, taking breaks, stretching, moving, those all help with your circulation, with your immune system, with feeling younger and staying younger, so that you're feeling youthful. Those are all really important things. And especially, yes, we can't get massages now, but massage is so important for the immune system mm-hmm. and recovery from surgery, because you have the increased circulation. So your body is quicker to heal and recover. Mm-hmm. So yes, increased circulation and less pain, less stress, less tension in the body. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's lots more benefits that I could talk about, but you know, is there one specific is just like the circulation and the immune boosting properties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. And I do agree with you. I mean, when I was training, I mean, that was one thing that I integrated because, you know, that's what the massage therapist that I was working with at the time, that's what he said, you know, getting a massage and even doing some cross training, some different things than just the running, I mean, it can really help prevent injury. You know, right. just stretching that out, because we're doing the same thing over and over and running a lot of miles or sitting a lot, mm-hmm. just getting up and kind of, again, moving the fluid, you know, massaging the muscles, you know, getting those joints active can just make a big difference. You know, I noticed when this whole shelter at home started and, you know, I work from home and I sit often, but I usually get up and then I move and meet with people. But I noticed mm-hmm. I wasn't doing much and I was sitting more, and boy, my back started to hurt and my, you know, hips, and it was just so much more stress too.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, my body just started to respond in a negative way to mm-hmm. that. And, you know, I started to do some rolling. I started to sit on an exercise ball so I could kind of move my joints and things like that, even when I was sitting. So I think those are great tips that you shared. And everybody's got a phone that has an alarm on it. So,
yes. And so even, use it.
So use it, right. And set those alarms to remind you to get up and, you know, move, and certainly your body and your mind. You know, yes. Well, thank you.
Exactly.
You know, there's lots of places where, you know, there's a few places where you share, and there's some wonderful freebies that you give to people. So let's share with our audience where people can find you mm-hmm. And connect with you so that they can learn more about where you may be speaking, or also just learn more about those self-care tips that you share. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I have a website. It's SabrinaShottenHamill.com. And I know you'll put it in the notes, because my last name has 13 letters in it. So it's a long one, but SabrinaShottenHamill.com, or you can email me at hello@SabrinaShottenHamill.com. I have a Facebook group called Break Time, Stretch, Move, and Relax. And that's a fun, loving community where we're all going to come together, and experts like Moira and other experts in the health and wellness field will come on and share their tips and techniques and be featured as speakers. There's going to be, I haven't decided yet, but there might be a monthly or weekly group call. We might even do a book club, just fun things in this community where we can gather and practice simple self-care. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm on Facebook, my personal page, my business page, I'm on LinkedIn, and where else? Instagram, all the social media sites. I've been trying to play with TikTok and I haven't figured that out quite yet, but I'm working on it.
Good for you. I went and checked that out once and I was like, it seemed like a place that you could kind of get sucked into and have a lot of fun with. And I decided not to partake in that.
Yes.
But so your business is it Sabrina Schottenhamill or is it Be Touched?
My business is Be Touched Massage. Mm-hmm. And my tagline is Be Touched by One Voice and Two Hands. And if you type in Be Touched Massage, it'll take you to my website. But I ultimately created a Sabrina Schottenhamill page because the speaking on simple self-care and the massage, they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. But I also didn't want people to go to Be Touched Massage confused as the fact that, well, she said she's a massage therapist, but I heard about her speaking. So they're a fusion of the businesses that come together.
Right, right.
Yes.
Well, and I commend you too, because again, I've met lots of massage therapists during my day, if you will. And I always wonder how they're going to continue on. I mean, you do hard, you know, you do a lot of hard work. And the fact that you've created that self-care for yourself by, you know, offering speaking to others so that you can educate others is, again, you're practicing what you preach, that you're taking care of yourself too.
Yes. And that's what I was forward thinking about 7 years ago when I was talking with friends and networking, and I was just sort of contemplating, what do I want to do when I'm 40, 50, you know, 60 years old? I mean, I love doing massage, but I don't want to tire myself out. Mm-hmm. And so that's when the speaking just came really prevalent. And I said, okay, well, then I can do some massage and kind of cut back on that. And that's why I brought in the independent contractors and also speak as a supplemental income so that I don't feel the burnout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. So as we wrap up today, is there any last words you want to share with the audience of things that you want to make sure that just kind of your last, your last words. And then I always do ask about books. So, because I always like to learn about books. So any books that you have found really valuable in your, you know, in your life?
Yes. Well, one that comes to mind is Atomic Habits. And off the top of my head, I can't remember his name.
I have the book. It's James Clear, I believe.
James Clear. That's right. So Atomic Habits is a good one. Another one that was recently brought to me was You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. Mm-hmm. And I recommend that you actually listen to the book versus read the book, because her personality is just so funny. Mm-hmm. She's hilarious. So if you actually read the book, it's a good book. It's got great information. But if you listen to it, like I use Audible, she's hilarious.
She
and
is.
Inspiring.
Yeah. I've read it and I've also listened to it. Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And any last words for our audience here?
I just want to thank you, Moira, for bringing me on, and, you know, good luck to you and your podcast. And I just hope that, you know, you can share this with so many people, and I definitely will share it with people. And you're doing a great thing to help people, you know, sharing your story and just guiding people in the right direction.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And I think, you know, we just all need to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And, again, I learned in this journey of, you know, helping my daughter through her struggles and seeing others struggle, that many times we forget about ourselves. And especially as moms, we put ourselves on the back burner. And, you know, I've learned that in order for us to really show up best for others, we need to show up best for us. And that means filling ourselves up with great books, with self-care, with just lots of love for ourselves first, and then we can give so much to others. So thanks for joining me with the conversation here today, Sabrina. I loved it. And I know you've touched others with what you've had to say. And again, thanks, listeners, for coming back to listen. Please continue to share this podcast out as we continue to want to make sure that people don't feel alone in their journey of life, their journey of recovery, their journey of just into living the best life that they can. So thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at @GreenGorski or email me at Moira@GorskiWellness.com. Moira spelled Moira. I look forward to hearing from you, and take care.